And welcome back to the Hippie Dyslexic Homestead. Today I am going to talk about dyslexia and driving. And just trying to teach my son with that has dyslexia how to drive and how it's going so far. Okay, so I want to start off with saying, like, I did not know I had dyslexia growing up. And I've said this like before on my earlier podcast. And I guess when it came to driving, I was a natural at it. Like, I think I started driving like at 13, like, you know, not legally. And I mean, I was basically driving completely by myself at 15. And I never really had issues except for like navigation and like directions. But there really wasn't any issues as far as like understanding what I needed to do. So trying to teach my son how to drive has been very stressful. Not just for him, but for all of us. So he's almost 17 now, and he really struggles with driving, and I just didn't understand what it was. Like, it took him the longest time to even want to venture to start driving and learning for the permit. And it took him like, I don't know, 4 or 5 times for taking the test just to pass the permit test. And I had ended up getting a letter from the school, or because we homeschool, but we have an umbrella school here in Tennessee. So I got a letter saying, hey, you know, he has dyslexia and he may need the questions read to him. So on his 5th time, I think it was, I just was like, okay, Ty, please be sure to ask the lady to read the questions to you, because I think that would help you. So that's one of the good things about getting an official diagnosis, is because it is going to be like on your school records and other records. So that way, if you need somebody to help you read the questions, or you're not quite understanding what the question is about, then you have that ability to do so because you have an official paper just says, hey, I need help. So then it took him forever to like want to get behind the wheel. Now, we live on a mountain and it is like crazy curvy roads, but we started off with like our riding lawnmower. So he got really comfortable with that. And then we moved to the truck. So we thought, okay, he's like over 6 foot and it's probably be easier to drive the truck. Like, maybe he'll feel safer. Plus, you know, if he hits something in the truck, it probably is not going to hurt as much as being in the car. But I guess maybe the truck was just too big because he just struggled so much, with it. And we started just going from the driveway. I think it's like about 1/4 of a mile from our mailbox, our driveway, and then into our house. And so we started with that, just, you know, to the mailbox and just slowly easing him in. But my husband was like, come on, we're going to the dump. Well, the dump is like halfway, almost all the way down the mountain. And we have like S curves and sharp curves. And I think that really freaked him out, because some kids will be like, okay, I'm doing it and it's fine. Like, you know, just like jumping in water. But he was not that kid. It stressed him out. Like, my husband was like, I'm pretty sure we almost died like 3 times. So I think that actually probably made it worse. I think that made his anxiety kind of bad. And, I think that we just went backwards on it. So he didn't really want to drive for a long time. Now he's almost 17. He has a job. And, like, he wants to do things. And I'm like, well, I can't do it because I have to do X, Y, Z. Or, you know, you have this other, you know, commitment. And I can't be 2 places at once or whatever it is. So I think he's becoming more motivated. But he also says, you know what, I'm going to live in the city so I never have to drive. So, you know, it's a little different, I guess, on what he plans on doing. But he definitely has asked a lot more, like, hey, can I drive? The other thing that I've noticed that has helped him a lot is driving the car. So I said, hey, why don't you try to drive the car? And he drove the car really a lot better. And he even said, I can drive better. I feel more comfortable and more confident in the car. So it's probably because it's not as big. It's easier to see, like, okay, where I'm lining it up and, you know, how far to the right or to the left I need to be. So when my dad helped me, he gave me a few pointers. He had me drive his really big Cadillac, like one of those really big, like 80s Cadillacs. And I remember going, oh my goodness, I can't drive it. It's too big. I don't know where I'm going. Like, and he gave me a really, really good reference point. He's like, basically the middle of the car needs to be on the right side, the lane. You know, there's like the solid line on the right hand side, or so the middle of the car needs to be right along that. And that was a really, really good reference point to me, and I still use that today. It's like, okay, if I'm driving something big, just stick the middle on the right hand side. I don't know if that makes sense. I hope it does. And then just not freaking out. Then he has a hard time, like, pulling. Like, he does, like, this jerking motion, or he quite hasn't figured out his, you know, how to slow down the brakes. He's gotten so much better. For a while, he was getting the brake and the gas pedal mixed up. And I just was thinking, wow, like, I had planned for a long time teaching them how to drive a stick. I'm really glad I didn't, because I think that would have been so much more confusing for my dyslexic son. But we've gotten to figure it out. Now, as far as navigation, he's definitely having issues with that as well. But it's all coming together slowly but surely. And I try not to freak out. And anytime I freak out, that sets us back more. So to give you an example was, we kind of live off of a main, like, busy road. I think the speed limit's like 50. And so there's a certain point, like, I know, there's a certain, like, thing I look for when I'm driving. It's actually my neighbor's, like, chicken statue. When I see that, I know I have to start slowing down. Well, for whatever reason, he goes so slow. But it seems like when he starts getting to our house, he speeds up and he, like, whips the car in. Like, I'm pretty sure we're going to go into our pond half the time. And he did that the other day. I was like, hey, you start slowing down. Well, next thing I know, he's going too fast and he turns it, and I grab the steering wheel and I'm yelling because I'm like, we're going into the pond. And he was like, okay, he stopped the car and he's like, you drive now. And I'm like, no, you're gonna finish it, but, like, you gotta slow down, man. And so he has issues with turning, but, man, I try to stay really calm and collect. Like, one of the best times he drove is when I took a Benadryl. I was, like, so not feeling good, and I was, like, so sleepy. And I was like, okay, let's go do, you know, go drive to the, down to the mountain and drive up. And I was really calm because I was, you know, on Benadryl, basically. And he had no issues there. So as long as I stay calm, he definitely does a lot better. And that's definitely key. He does not do well with my husband. My husband's definitely more strict and, like, commanding. So if I have any advice when it comes to teaching your dyslexic kid how to drive is, make sure that they know all of the, you know, they're getting comfortable in the vehicle that they're driving. Do not start on a mountain, like, with S curves and sharp curves, you know, and ravines and rivers and things like that. Just maybe start in a parking lot. Like, that's would be very, very wise. And then just slowly increase the distance, making sure that they're comfortable and staying calm, and give them lots of praise. And just, you know, let them know that you're there for them, and they're going to make it. We're all going to make it. Yeah. So I hope that this was a little insight on how dyslexics, some dyslexics, like, my daughter's already a really good driver, how some dyslexics handle learning to drive. And hopefully, if you're dyslexic or having issues with your child who is dyslexic and driving, just know that you're going to get through it. It may take a little bit longer than the typical students. But you know what? That's okay, because we are all on a, we all have our own timeline. And really, there is no, you have to have your driver's license at 16. You have to have your permit at 15. You have to have your driver's license at 16. You know, you have to be doing this by this age. You know, no, I don't agree with those. I think it's really, each of us have our own timeline on what works for us. And it's okay if that timeline doesn't match up with what society expects of you or of us, because, you know, it's my, one of my mottos, not bound by society's expectations, but just living in our own life and our own world to the best we can be. So with that, I hope you guys have a wonderful day and enjoy this beautiful sunshine if you are getting sunshine. I know we are, and I'm going to be doing some videos on my YouTube channel, which is Not Bound. I'll put the description and links, but it's, or the link in the description. but I'll be doing videos of putting together a beehive and doing a seed video and a bunch of other gardening videos. So I hope you join me there, and I look forward to hearing your thoughts about driving and dyslexia. Make sure that you go to Spotify and on the app and engage. And again, I just really, really appreciate all of your support and your time with me today. Have a great day.